Pushkin.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you, who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase NA member FDIC 2024 JP Morgan Chase & Co.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
What are you doing?
I'm shaving my chin hairs.
What is that thing? It looks like a little magic marker for princesses.
It's like supposed to be used for bikini shaving.
I didn't know that women had those.
We have a lot of secrets, man. We got a lot of tools in the tool belt.
That's a tool for below the tool belt.
Not in my case. Because when I go out of my house, I can actually see my chin hairs in a better mirror than the one I have in my house. And I'll hit up a hotel and I'll turn on the magnifying mirror and be like, oh, there's the forest of hairs. And I'll shave them off.
This is the unvarnished travel show.
I don't wear makeup, but I will shave a chin hair.
This is Not Lost.
Look amazing.
All I wear is overalls and jumpsuits now.
So. A travel show about going places to find yourself. Each week, a friend and I go to a new place and try to get invited to someone's house for dinner.
I feel like you wore the turtleneck on purpose.
That's been my signature move.
I'm Brendan Francis Noonan.
Those boots are something else.
And that's my friend, Daniel Henderson.
Those boots are all business.
They're snow boots, man.
We've just met up at Trudeau Airport.
Just staring at the people coming out of the plane. They look Canadian. You'd think they would just look like us, but they don't.
They look better. They look like they have health care.
Episode 1, Montreal.
I think cabs are this way. Bonjour. See that?
Oh, my goodness.
Whew. Oh, my God.
It's freezing. Why did we come to Montreal in the dead of winter?
Well, because most travel shows would come here in spring or fall.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking to someone who flew in from Los Angeles. I have a bag with my Birkenstock sandals in it because that's what I was wearing this morning.
But I wanted, like, authentic Montreal, man. Like, I think, like, this what separates the Canadian wheat from the Canadian chaff. So we need to establish on this ride that you're a TV writer, I am a, like, audio journalist person, and we're both single, we're on the wrong side of 35, we're looking for connection, creative meaning, a hand to hold in this mad, mad world. What's that?
My only plan was to get on a plane and show up.
It's rad to see you, and I think we're going to have fun. So basically, I need to do this travel pod thing. We also have some people we're going to meet.
Very excited.
And I would like to hopefully insinuate ourselves into someone's home to have dinner, because I feel like that's the real way to meet them.
When you say it like that, I can't imagine anyone turning us down. I'd like to insinuate myself into your home.
I'm going to switch mics, so don't say anything interesting.
Where are you all from?
I'm from LA.
Okay.
I'm from New York.
Okay. So that there is the Olympic Stadium.
Yeah.
And you will see we are actually on an island.
Yeah.
which is, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Montreal is cool because we, you know, we are like Americans without the baggage. We can watch and kind of laugh because we're across the border, but we're the same. Like, you might even think I'm from Jersey, right?
I thought you were from New Jersey.
You know what I mean? That's what an Anglophone Quebecer sounds like. Just like
can you
this.
Say a quintessential Quebecer Anglophone sentence?
All right, let's go get some poutine. Oh, did you try our smoked meat? All right, did you get some bagels yet? Yeah.
What about if you're just talking to your family or friends on a Sunday?
Well, since I have three teenagers, I don't talk much to them because they're teenagers. But here, you'll notice all the signs that we have around. They're all French,
yeah.
But if you notice, there will be some parts of it in English.
Yeah.
But they have to be, this is a law, a third of the size. Mm. We've got the Office de la Langue Française, the French police. Yeah, go around and go into your establishment and measure your sign and make sure you're conform. Oh yeah, we've tried to secede from Canada. One time it was real close. It was like I think 49-51. It was like all the head offices and companies just up and left, and the wealth left, and so what remained was nice, beautiful, easy to live, lovable Montreal. This is it.
All right.
My tour has ended.
You have a card?
I don't, but I'm Uber Daryl. I thank you, eh?
Not all right.
Daryl.
Watch yourself on the ice. Woo! You're welcome to grab my arm here for these icy regions.
Here's where it gets treacherous, though, because now it's snow on top of ice.
I think you just have to walk like an old person your entire walk.
I just want to point out that a small child ran past us like she was just walking on grass. Just fully ran past us while we take our old bones down this street.
In my high school yearbook caption, I wrote a message to my unrequited crush. It said, "Dear E, our artist loft in Canada awaits." I'd never even been to Canada, or a loft, but somehow I'd gotten this idea that it was a place for culture, romance, and affordable real estate. Three things I still long for. E's married now with two kids. But at least I made it to Canada, albeit in the dead of winter, with my friend.
Oh my gosh, there's a cat cafe 10 feet from our door.
That's insane.
Danielle and I drop off our bags and head to the Museum of Fine Arts. As good a place as any to learn about Montreal's creative roots.
So it was a city where it was like much more important to be a sculptor than a doctor.
That is really cool, whatever.
Ooh,
that is.
There.
I saw it last time I was here.
My name is Heather O'Neill, and I'm a local Montreal author.
These look kind of like Giacometti's a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like with the skinny, elongated limbs.
This is Louis Archambault. He has sculptures in parks too, I believe. This is like such a style. I always liked it, but my dad would try and show me like, this is crap.
I love the idea of him bringing you to all these works of public art just to point out how horrible they were.
Terrible. It's phony.
So we're making our way into the Quebec Arts Pavilion. You're not a historian and you're not responsible to explain all this to us. If you read anything, you encounter the quiet revolution. Is there a way to summarize that for pretty quickly, to kind of what that was?
All right, here I go.
Okay.
Do your worst.
We'll just go to the 60s when it started. All the sort of good jobs in Montreal and all the executive jobs were held by English-speaking people. And a lot of the companies, they were all owned by Anglophones, and they would only give English-speaking citizens the jobs. And then what happened was there began to be a cultural movement where they decided we're just going to overthrow this predicament we're in. So
the French, like the lower class.
Yeah, the lower class Francophones were like, this is just enough. One of the big movements was they made education, all the universities, free. So you ended up with this like massive class of young people who came from working class backgrounds, but were incredibly educated. Mm. And so obviously that created like radical thinking.
So we're in this permanent exhibit called The Age of the Manifesto. Mm-hmm. Do you recognize any of these?
Oh yeah, this is Rhea Pell, who is sort of our Jackson Pollock. He's incredibly well regarded in Quebec. Yeah.
That is that cool? Gorgeous.
Even someone myself who came from as lower class as you get in the city, I still went to McGill University and had like a top rate education and then was, kind of thrown back on the street corner. And I was like, what do I do? I've just read a lot of Henry James. So there's this kind of irony and there's a humor when you're able to suddenly talk about your odd down and out predicament, but in the language of academia and literature, and so then it becomes, everything kind of becomes like tongue-in-cheek and absurd, and you kind of have this like Beckett-like feeling.
That's a beautiful summation.
Well, thanks so much for meeting us today.
Oh, it was fun.
What's going on tonight? What are you up to?
Oh, I have like a deadline.
I'm asking because we're kind of trying to get invited to a dinner party. Because it's a place where you can genuinely get to know people instead of just being tourists, you know?
I would love that, but I have like a chihuahua who is aggressive towards strangers.
I get along with dogs.
But it would just overwhelm him, I think.
Okay.
I'm sorry, like it seems rude. I know.
No, it's okay. Everyone said Canadians are nice, but apparently they're...
No, but if you bring people, my dog's gonna bite someone.
Okay, and that would not be a good outcome, but you have healthcare for those people. What is your dog's name?
Hamlet.
I don't spend as much time thinking about how I'm going to die alone when I'm traveling. But I get to travel with someone I love.
Oh, see, I love you too. And also we get to eat as much.
Very sincere. I love you too.
There's a lot of therapy bills behind that.
You're so white. I love it. It's nice. It's nice to kind of.
It is nice to travel with buddy. Are we on Saint Laurent? Thank you. When my last radio show ended fairly abruptly.
I was a little concerned about your mental health.
Yeah, I was a little bit lost. You know, I went from having this rad show where I spoke with Neil deGrasse Tyson and Scarlett Johansson to my deli guy being the only person I spoke to on any given day.
Yeah.
But now at this show, trying to get myself back out there.
Dude, this is exciting.
Let's play a game. Like, let's just name what comes to mind when we think of Montreal. I definitely think of poutine.
Of course.
Leonard Cohen.
I think of cute guys. They're everywhere.
There is just that kind of French like undercurrent where you're like, ooh la la.
What is this, like an 80s perfume commercial? Please never say that to a woman here.
I want her to say it to me.
Oh God, I can't breathe. Ce soir, si tu me cherches, je serai par là.
Et sans doute on se retrouvera. I can never remember who founded Montreal, whether it was Samuel de Champlain or Jacques Cartier, but what a fucking idiot. Like, I mean, we're only a 6-hour drive from New York.
That's comedian, writer, actress, Trana Winter. We're at a restaurant called Lawrence, which is a fitting name. If this place was a human, it'd be that fancy kid who dresses like a carefree bohemian. Lawrence. I try and fail to tuck a napkin into my cashmere turtleneck.
Montreal winters are not glamorous. It's really hard to be glamorous.
It's hard to be glamorous with crampons on your boots.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Let's cheers.
What do you say?
Sante.
Sante.
Sante. But I love living here.
Yeah, why do you love it here?
It's the last remaining affordable North American metropolis.
Yeah.
I live in a one-bedroom apartment, like, smack in the middle of everything, and it's $600 a month. 600
what?
Canadian. So that's, like, 480 American.
What?
Yeah. The other thing that I love about it is just, there's just this sexy vibe in Montreal, this pulse, this energy.
Yes.
That I don't fully know how to articulate, but it's here.
I've been horny since the minute I landed here.
There is this sensuality to it.
Yeah.
There is this kind of verve, and I just think, like, oh, it's European, which is my catch-all term for any
right.
kind of those feelings.
I mean, I'm sure that's part of it. I think part of it, too, is just it is a diverse city, you know? But I don't think that's special anymore. That sort of seems to be, is it?
When I travel alone as a Black woman, I feel like that's something that I notice right away, if I feel comfortable or not.
Right.
And there are still some places where I just don't.
Right.
For sharing it all. Thank you.
On top, you have a little salad of fresh tarragon, beluga lentils, and coin that's marinated. Enjoy.
Thank you.
This looks so good.
Well, the thing that I like about it, though, I feel like you're trying here. Like, there's a cultural identity that people are not willing to just roll over and let things happen.
Yeah, that's true, especially on the French side.
Yeah.
The French side is very much about protecting their culture. I actually just started to do comedy in French because I am bilingual.
Is there different things that French people find funny?
In Quebec, actually, there's something called l'école de l'humour, which is comedy school, basically.
Okay.
Like 90% of French or francophone comedians in Quebec have gone through this school.
Class one is like, did you ever notice? And
right,
it's like,
yeah.
That's your freshman year.
And so there is kind of like this uniformity in terms of comedy style. So also out of necessity, there is this Quebec star system. Like Quebec has its own Hollywood that doesn't exist anywhere else because it can't exist anywhere else. It doesn't translate. But now that I've started performing in French, it's like that's become my new dream.
You're going to be on a tablet?
I want to be part of like the Quebec star system. I'm like, that's... My dream has always been to make it just so I can be a has-been.
What's it called if you never did anything to be washed up of?
I never was, I guess.
Yeah, I never was.
Yeah.
You're not a has-been, you're a never was.
All right.
We're getting food, guys. So I got divorced 5 years ago. And I met my ex-husband on an internet comic book forum in the late 90s.
Oh, wow.
And he was like my best friend, and he was part of my memory and my heart, and I lost that. And I lost all of my confidence. I have not been on a date or been in a relationship since then. So I have had sex once. No, twice. Twice. In the past 4 years.
But, oh, really?
Yeah. It's been very difficult to admit to myself that, like, I'm interested now in being with someone in a real way again, like sharing my life with them.
Are you afraid to be? We think we all are vulnerable.
Yeah,
it's
I don't scary. Do vulnerability.
I've known you for a while, and we've goofed around and traveled a lot. Like, you do have an appetite for just like some freewheeling love.
Freewheeling love? What happened? Like, fucking Jim Henson in the 70s?
Don't you want to get laid? But also, you're such a, I don't know, you have such a nurturing instinct, and you're one, I don't know. I'm not,
but
you don't have to go there now.
I'm afraid of that instinct because I don't want to take care of a man. And it sucks that the result of that is that I might have to be alone.
Because does the thought of being alone bother you, though?
No.
Me either.
It doesn't bother me. It's only like when I want to get laid, and I don't know how people do it.
It bothers me. It bothers me.
It does?
Yeah. Super into cuddling. I like cooking breakfast half naked. Like that's
I feel like a dog would really take care of my cuddling affection.
No. How's your drink?
It's great. Got some gin and some lime and some booze.
It's good. It looks like it got colder outside in the time we were eating. I'm a little scared.
Yeah. But you know, Montreal, like, even in, like, the most insane winter weather, you can always count on one asshole to be on their bike, still going. I'm telling you. In a blizzard. In the weather.
There must be career street sweepers here. Like, there's so much snow, so long.
Absolutely. And as a warning, before the plows come, they have these tow trucks driving around blaring this insane siren.
Oh.
It's not a cop siren. It's not a fire truck. It's its own unique...
It's a pre-plow
get
siren?
Get your car the fuck out of here siren.
Wow.
So what are you doing this weekend? What are the plans?
I mean, my weekends are always kind of up in the air. As you know, I'm very non-committal.
We're looking for a dinner party to go to.
You're looking for a dinner party? I mean, I like you guys. Let's play it by ear.
Is that the name of your next comedy album?
Maybe. Yeah.
O for 2 in our dinner party search. Or rather, 0.5 for 2 since Trenna did say maybe. Back at our lodgings, we brush our teeth, tuck ourselves in, and upload select photos to Instagram. Eventually, I drift off to sleep with dreams of $600 rent going through my head.
Hello, hello. This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. Let me tell you an unconventional story about a healthcare group that wanted to improve their efficiency. Boston Children's Hospital. They were already a leading pediatric facility. Their patient outcomes, workflows, and delivery of care were already great. But they wondered, how can we make it better? So the hospital got to work. Their idea was to build what they called clinical mobility, meaning a system which would allow their staff to access information and interact with patients on mobile devices anywhere in the hospital. And what made that possible? 5G. The hospital rebuilt their entire system with 5G technology at its core. That infrastructure now supports thousands of phones and tablets so practitioners can communicate with patients on a whole new level. Boston Children's also made sure the system could flex and scale to handle medical advancements like robotic surgery and virtual reality for training and research. This was worlds away from how they had previously operated. This innovative work hasn't gone unnoticed, first by patients, but also by their peers. Boston Children's was a first place winner in the industry category at last year's Unconventional Awards from T-Mobile for Business, an event that celebrates customers who've dared to innovate for the sake of innovation. If the Boston Children's story rings a bell with you, if your team has asked the same questions about building a better business solution, I encourage you to enter this year's awards. It's a great way to be recognized for smart, disruptive thinking in front of some of your industry's most influential leaders. You can enter at tmobile.com/unconventionalawards. That's tmobile.com/unconventionalawards. I'll save you a seat.
You can find inspiring stories almost anywhere. For instance, check out the co-founders of Girls Who Do Interiors. This Miami-based design company was started by three friends when they were still in school. And right from the start, they turned to Chase for Business for everything from banking and payment acceptance to credit cards. And they handled them all in one place with the Chase mobile app. It's so important to have that kind of help when you're just starting out. Learn more at chasforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Oh my God, let's get coffee.
Whoa.
That is a style.
That guy's got like a slicked back moosed ponytail.
I mean, it is morning and I'm surprisingly still horny for Montreal.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Ça va bien, toi?
All right, yeah. You showed me up. You speak French, I don't. May I have one of these with the feta? Yeah, merci.
And I will have a latte in your largest to-go cup.
So today, we're going to go to the Jean Talon market, this food market, with this woman, Massam, who's a food blogger, because, you know, we got to get our food 411.
Got to get us some snacks.
But I was thinking, to get started, we should go to Leonard Cohen's home, because he's the city's, like, favorite son.
Is it a museum now, or that he's dead, or is it just his house?
It's not a museum, and it's kind of, I'm not even 100% positive where it is. It's like, I know it's on this Parc de Portugal. I don't know. I just think there might be a clue for me up there.
Yeah, I mean, you have to go with your heart. Go where your heart leads you. My heart is leading me to get a massage on a boat.
Really?
Because I think it gets you into the spirit of... Well, I don't know. I was going to bullshit something about how it gets you into the spirit of the city, but it's just entirely selfish, and I like feeling good.
All right, well, I'm just going to take off, I guess. Yeah. I feel weird abandoning you at this stage of the game.
Look, we're both adults. I'm going to let you go stand outside, let her go and sounds like a creep, and I'm going to go get a massage.
All right. I'll let you know how it goes.
And if you get arrested, I'll bail you out.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Pardon? I'm looking for Leonard Cohen's house.
Cohen?
I'm looking for... Excuse me?
Bienvenue à Boda Boda. Welcome to Boda Boda. Is it your first time here?
It is.
Wonderful. Well, welcome.
I'm very excited to see what a spa on a river has to offer.
And it's so wonderful because the sun is...
I think it's like Parque de Portugal or something.
Oh, yeah. You just have to like keep walking a little bit, turn right, and head up a few blocks and you'll get there.
All right. But there's not like a sign or anything that says that's where I used to live?
No, no, no.
Okay. It's fucking freezing out here.
This is one of our saunas.
Floor-to-ceiling windows looking over the port? This is unreal.
Jacuzzi hot tubs, we call them bain à remous.
I cannot get over this.
And this is filled with eucalyptus normally.
I want to live in this.
We're gonna head down to the first deck and go for your massage.
I'm ready.
I'm gonna pass you off to Janine and you're in the bathtub.
Oh, fuck.
Oh my goodness. You're a very gentle touch.
I'm going through the scar tissue because we have scar tissue that builds up in muscles that are over-solicited.
Yeah. You use your body in different ways in such extreme temperatures. And so I'm wondering if that contributes to you seeing certain types of ailments over and over again or...
What I see a lot of is definitely low back, more low back... tension, which crawls up front because we're huddled. You know, right. We're trying to keep ourselves warm. We're trying to keep centered so that we can navigate the ice and the snow and the slush and the puddles and the roads. It's really the March of the Penguins in the winter here. I mean, and you're going to see that today and you guys are going to giggle to yourselves and you're going to say, yeah, there's the penguins. Yeah, I see them. You know, and it's because we're so afraid to fall.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in the midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Thank you. Well, this is it. Just a gray stone, 1, 2, 3 triplex. Pretty nondescript. You know, he sang about religion and sex and poets and history, and it's weird just to see a gray house on a little park with a Honda Civic parked out front of it. Not really sure why I thought it was so important to come here. All right. It's icy. It's cold. And I think that's the bagel place he would go to.
It's kind of strange to realize how powerful and healing touch can be. Because I don't date. I don't kind of like engage in that way anymore. And so
I was alone for 13 years after my divorce, and I met someone. What I came to understand about myself is what stops me from dating is how well can I hide my wounds.
Right.
So my, you know, current partner and I, we decided our the philosophy of our relationship is no masks, full disclosure. So I think it's about really deciding to to have that level of honesty within yourself and the trusting. But when you've had trauma, trust is so fragile.
Yeah. So one of my big trauma is that my mom left. She dropped us off at my grandparents' house for a weekend and then never came back. And the person who's supposed to love you unconditionally leaves, and that will mess you up.
Well, because you're always asking yourself, what did I do wrong?
Right. And will I do something wrong again?
Like, yeah.
But what will I do to make someone leave? Because the assumption is that somebody will always leave.
A lot of tension in your calves.
Yeah.
Oh, but you spoke of your herniated disc.
Yeah.
So I'm going to soften and warm that up for you. So when you go out and do the March of the Penguins, you're going to feel a little more ease in your body.
Thank you. So, Janine, what are you up to this weekend? Because, you know, Brendan and I are in town and we're kind of looking for dinner parties. He's making me ask everyone if we can eat at their house, basically.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. I would love to normally have you eat at my house. However, I am going on a romantic.
Bonjour.
Can I just get a, what would he order? Bagel with lox?
Yeah.
Merci.
Visiting town?
How do you know I'm visiting?
Guidebook's kind of a giveaway. Let me guess, Leonard Cohen's house?
It doesn't even have a plaque. I just feel like if that was in America, there would be an amusement park, around, like a Suzanne roller coaster.
Like a Leonard Wood?
Yeah, they would be selling like My Blue raincoats or something for toddlers.
Right. Maybe that's a good idea. I can get in on that. Yeah.
I'm Brendan, by the way. Brendan Francis Noonan. I'm doing a travel podcast thing here.
Oh, okay. I'm Tim Kingsbury, and I live in the neighborhood.
Cool. I used to have this podcast you might have heard of called The Dinner Party Download.
Well, I don't know that one.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it was mostly America. Are you a fan of Cohen?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I moved here just to play music myself, actually. So.
Oh, you're a musician?
Yeah.
All right. What kind of hold does he have on kind of Montreal, like some imagination?
He's everywhere. There's like a big mural downtown since he passed away, and everyone's got a Leonard Cohen story or he's everywhere.
Do you have a Leonard Cohen story?
I used to work at a grocery store just down the road called Warshaw, and I was a bag boy there, and he came in one time and bought some bananas.
Just bananas?
I think there were bagels, too.
That sounds very Freudian, actually. That's what I imagine Leonard Cohen would.
Yeah. No, I remember he thought they were overpriced, and he was right. They were. Nice talking to you. I got to get going.
Oh, by the way, what's the name of the band you're in?
Arcade Fire?
Oh. Is there anything going on tonight?
I think I'm actually getting out of town, and I'm going to go up north.
Maybe, are your friends doing it? Like, are your friends doing anything? Like, they out?
Yeah, they're probably doing something.
See you later, Brandon.
There you are.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you so much for driving us here.
We're getting dropped off at the city's biggest food market.
So what should we eat there?
Everything. You can taste everything for free, in fact.
Oh.
And if you like it, you could buy it.
Thank you, Karine.
Maybe buying provisions for a dinner party will induce a dinner party.
Maisam?
Hi. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Hey, I'm Danielle. Nice to meet you, Maisam.
Welcome to the Jean Talon Market. A lot of markets in North America these days have become sort of a tourist attraction. They sell a lot of stuff that's not really food. They sell t-shirts and souvenirs and caps. Whereas this market, it's just food.
Although we might want to come up with a t-shirt idea while we're here and we can make some money.
You can't ruin the spirit of this place.
How about,
that's
how about
so
this,
American.
How about this? Get your Jean Talon.
No.
Pavé de saumon fondant. delicious. I'm addicted to it.
Three of these, yeah?
The Chocolat Geneviève Grandbois is the most famous chocolate makers in Montreal.
Let's just get a jar of chocolate sauce. We're here to make friends. It's the best way.
Four generations of foragers, so his mother, his grandmother, and her mother before that. Puis de quenouille.
Cattail.
Organic honey. Miel d'anisette. Actually, we're standing right in front of one of my favorite stores, Spice Store.
That's for you and your white people. Spice it up, white folks. Let's do it.
Macarons with foie gras inside.
That seems like a French stoner food.
It's really, really good.
I want to take this whole tray with me.
How about we buy some instead of you taking the sample tray?
Can I do both? You have such distinguished mark.
Are commenting on this gentleman's eyebrow?
Yeah, he's got a beautiful face.
What are you doing later tonight? My friend is visiting.
Then you have the tourtière, which is a typical meat pie in Quebec.
What is the quintessential food Montreal besides poutine?
Bagels.
Besides bagels.
Meat, maple anything.
All right, here we go.
What is she trying?
She's trying the maple tart.
Oh, yeah. That is incredible. Are you kidding me?
Hello, hello. Malcolm Gladwell here from Revisionist History, my podcast about the overlooked and the misunderstood. A couple of years ago, I wrote a book called Outliers. It was about exceptional people, the ones who operate at the outer edges of human performance. Outliers fascinate me. And last year, I discovered an outlier in the form of a community organization, Washington State's City of Bellevue. The city wanted to improve public safety by making their roads safer. So they created something that no one had ever built before, a platform that gave road users warnings of any dangers ahead in real time. How did they build it? By using a combination of technologies, the Cellular Vehicle to Everything network, T-Mobile's 5G network, and 5G-connected cameras. People driving, bicycling, walking, running, can't forget people running, and people operating the transportation network now had a way to prevent crashes. It's been a huge success. The City of Bellevue earned first place in the community category at the T-Mobile for Business Unconventional Awards, an event that celebrates T-Mobile customers who've dared to innovate for the sake of meaningful change. If you're a T-Mobile for Business customer and your team has, like the City of Bellevue, innovated something really, really cool, I encourage you to enter. It's also a great way for Outliers to be recognized in front of your industry's most influential leaders. You can enter at tmobile.com/unconventional awards. That's tmobile.com/unconventional awards. See you there.
You can find inspiring stories almost anywhere. For instance, check out the co-founders of Girls Who Do Interiors. This Miami-based design company was started by three friends when they were still in school. And right from the start, they turned to Chase for Business for everything from banking and payment acceptance to credit cards. And they handled them all in one place with the Chase mobile app. It's so important to have that kind of help when you're just starting out. Learn more at chaseforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
What are these here?
They're pet de soeur, which literally translated is nun's farts.
Why did I ask?
C'est quoi exactement?
C'est de la pâte à tarte avec du beurre, de la cassonade, puis on la badigeonne de crème pour la faire cuire.
Mm. Pie dough with butter and brown sugar. And they put some cream on top before cooking it.
What does that have to do with nuns?
I don't know. Why do they call it? Pourquoi on appelle ça?
c'est parce que c'était au tout début, ça a été fait par les sœurs.
It was invented. It was created by nuns. Like they were trying to find something to do with the leftovers, nuns' farts.
That's so upsetting, but I appreciate it. Very sensitive. So Mazam, thank you so much for showing us the market.
It's been fun hanging out with you.
Now that we've got all these snacks, do you want to hang out with us tonight? Maybe throw a dinner party in our honor?
Worst case scenario, you and me at our Airbnb.
If we don't find a dinner party, I'm going to go out to a restaurant.
I mean, you hit on the cheese boy.
I didn't hit on him. I said I had an interesting face. Yeah. And then you were like, what are you doing tonight?
He was into it.
Ooh la la.
No.
It's almost 4 p.m. and Montreal's winter sun is already beginning to set. And our prospects for a dinner party are dimming as well. Back at our place, things go from la bad to la worse. Danielle's back seizes up, and she might have to abandon our mission altogether. As I sit at the kitchen table, nibbling on a nun fart, it strikes me it's going to take a miracle to turn things around. And where do miracles reside?
Well, Mark Twain said when he visited Montreal, you couldn't throw a brick in this town without breaking a church window.
I'm with Mark Ellsworthy, an architecture buff who works with the local Ministry of Heritage.
So right now we're in the Notre-Dame de Bon Secours Chapel. It's the oldest
We're in one of the oldest churches in Montreal.
Look, dates to the 19th century.
They call it the Sailor's Church.
And my eye is going immediately to these wonderful boats that are hanging with candles.
There's even a cargo ship with containers on it.
Oh, yeah, that is a cargo ship.
Yeah.
And so they have two candles in each of them, green candles. Like, I kind of want to... I'm not going to steal one, but...
Well, I would hope not.
But they feel like someone...
You can steal from church.
But can't we Instagram it and then start a shop that sells them?
I don't know. I feel even bad taking pictures in churches.
No, okay. You know, a harbor town, it's considered usually honky-tonk, like red light district. And certainly in the Prohibition, Montreal served that role to this day, maybe with Americans. But there's so many churches, it's interesting that there's this...
Quebecers are interesting. On the census, they all still fill out that they're Roman Catholic. And Quebec has the lowest church attendance in Canada. Church is really tied into identity, but not practice.
Yeah.
Some people don't come to the church.
Yeah.
They may have been for grandma's funeral a while back, or maybe not. Or you know, but no one does baptisms. People don't get married in the church.
Are there any other facets of this chapel or that you like or that you want to point out?
Well, we have to light a candle for someone.
Oh my God, we do. Actually, we should. Okay.
We could light a candle for back pain to go away.
Yeah, for Danielle who's suffering a little bit. Okay, good thought. There we are.
There we are, a moment.
I usually only light candles at romantic dinners, but here...
It could lead to a romantic dinner. Nobody knows.
It could. I just felt a pang of Catholic guilt. When I lit that candle, I did not light the candle for Danielle's back. I lit the candle because we need to find a place to eat tonight, because the whole point of the show was for us to learn about the town, but to then get into someone's home to kind of have a true, authentic experience. And so far... we've had a lot of people who are very friendly, but when I've asked them that question, they've been like, oh, well, maybe contact us later. And I promised the company paying for this that I'm going to get in someone's home. What do you think? It's Saturday night. Even if you just let us in for 10 minutes, could we just eat food?
After lying in church, you want to come to my house?
I'm confessing to you. And that's what I wished for when I lit the candle. So if there is a God...
Oh, you got me on that one. Okay, well... Can I borrow your phone? And then I'll just call my husband to see if...
Totally.
Okay.
Thanks.
I love that you're paying roaming. Just a second. What?
This is penance.
Hello? Là, j'ai une drôle de question. Est-ce que tu penses que ça serait bizarre d'avoir deux personnes de plus au souper? Mais mettons qu'ils vont peut-être amener plein de vin. OK, on se voit bientôt. OK, bye. So you have to do the dishes and bring wine.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's down?
Well, I didn't really give him much choice.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Kind of a scam.
This is amazing. Not going to regret.
Hello, come on in.
Are you Mark?
I am. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, you? Should I just throw this over?
Heather, hey. Thanks so much for showing up.
Hi, I'm Trana. Hi, Heather.
Have you met Louie, whose beautiful house, half of the couple of his beautiful houses?
Hey, hello. Hi. This is the place, eh?
Mira and Carl.
Hi. Very nice to meet you.
I really didn't think anyone we talked to today was going to come.
I love a surprise.
Would you like some wine?
Sure. Yes,
please.
Triple Gemini? Like Kylie Minogue.
Sculptor who was also dating the Leonard Cohen Suzanne.
There are Francophone community elsewhere in Canada.
Oh, that is the salmon.
We bought that at the Quebecois store where Danielle hit on the cheese monitor.
It is the hottest city in North America. You're handsome. Everyone's handsome. Your husband's handsome. Everyone's handsome.
Oh, you were drinking the Pinot Noir, right?
Yeah. Oh, it comes up there.
That's a Saturday night for me.
Okay, does it really get more Montreal than, like, listening to Celine after, like, a dinner party and, like... the bingo chair.
Someone didn't pay their title bill.
So I hope you guys have learned a lot.
And never leaving is what I've learned.
Let's make a toast
to this
podcast.
Cheers.
Thank you for letting us rate your own.
It's not loud enough.
Okay, the chorus is literally just voyage, voyage.
So you can both sing along. Okay, ready? Hit it.
Voyage, voyage.
Travel, travel.
Voyage, voyage.
This should be your theme song. Yes. Travel, travel.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Voyage.
Perfect.
Yes.
Voyage,
driving up, but you can walk up as well.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a bit cold, and you know you gotta be kind of into it.
I mean we're also to be fair hungover right now.
Well, that doesn't help, but this street will wind us up to the top of the mountain.
And do people actually come to Mount Royal who live here?
Love it. It is, I guess, would be like our Central Park, but it's on a mountain. Mm. People are cross-country skiing, snowshoeing. We have a skating rink on the top. Now we're looking to the east side of the city. The lookout is that way.
Okay, cool. Okay. Thank you, Daryl.
See ya. See
you.
Thanks, Daryl.
Be careful on the ice. Oh, look at that. I've never seen a snowshoe in action.
Oh, yeah. What a weekend. Like, we did a lot. We did a lot. We were talking about coming, as we were coming into the city, kind of like our love lives and romance and all this stuff. And I think I'm much more likely to fall in love with a place than I am with a person.
That's interesting. There it is. There's the city that you love. We're looking at the downtown, the St. Lawrence River.
Look at Leonard Cohen down there.
You see him?
Yeah, there's literally a mural of Leonard Cohen down there.
Oh my God. I thought you saw an apparition. When I was at that Leonard Cohen house, which I honestly did meet a member of Arcade Fire. You have to believe me.
I don't, but it's fine.
I'll play you the tape later.
If you need that story to get through the weekend, that's fine.
Being there, honestly, like, I'm glad I saw the house, but actually the fact that it was really not that exciting and anticlimactic in the sense that it was just someone's home. This is going to sound corny, but obviously I've been thinking a lot about, like, being an artist or being more creative with my old show ending. And there's no magical properties to it. Like, even Leonard Cohen just lived in a house and bought bananas. And it's more about just doing the work and getting it into the world, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not like me living a certain way will make me Leonard Cohen or something.
Oh, that's always been the key, though. You know that.
Well, I mean, I'm just pretending to learn it now for the show.
Oh, God.
I think it is crazy that Leonard Cohen is staring directly at us.
I think it's crazy that you thought I was talking about a ghost.
Honestly, we didn't go over this, but marijuana is legal here now, and last night did run pretty long.
No comment.
You know what I think about when I look in the skyline now?
What's that?
Voyage, voyage.
You are not only changing the
voyage, voyage.
But you're singing it really poorly?
Voyage, voyage.
I'm gonna walk that way.
Voyage, I feel free here now. Voyage. I think we'll just fade the real song into my singing and people won't notice it. Voyage, voyage.
I think people notice it because you're singing a totally different song. Voyage,
voyage. I think I'm gonna try to find it.
The lead producer on this, the pilot episode of Not Lost, was the talented Crystal Duhame. The show was also produced and written by me, Brendan Francis Noonan. Our associate producer was Jackson Musker. Special editorial guidance came from Mira Burt Wintock. The show was sound designed and mixed by Crystal Duhame and mastered by Hannes Brown. A big thanks to my friend and this episode's travel partner, Danielle Henderson. I highly recommend you check out her memoir, The Ugly Cry. Not Lost is a co-production of Pushkin Industries, Topic Studios, and iHeartMedia. It was developed at Topic Studios. The show's executive producers are me, Christy Gressman, Maria Zuckerman, Lisa Langang, and Latal Malad. Production assistance on this episode also came from Jacob Smith, Amy Gaines, and Julia Barton. Our theme song was created by Alexis Georgopoulos, a.k.a. ARP. Voyage, Voyage appeared courtesy of Desireless. Note, this show was recorded before the pandemic, so a big merci to everyone we met up with in Montreal. Writer Heather O'Neill, whose new book, When We Lost Our Heads, is out now. Comedian Trana Winter, the staff at Boda Boda Spa, Tim Kingsbury of Arcade Fire, fact check that one, and he wasn't lying. Also food blogger Maysam Samaha, and our dinner party hosts, Mark and Louie. If you want to peek at our itinerary or learn about any of our guests, head to notlostshow.com. And if anyone from the Canadian government is listening to this and they have the power to grant me citizenship, be in touch. Oh, and here's a trip we'd like you to take from the comfort of your own phone or computer. Please head to Apple Podcasts and rate and review us. I know you hear it a lot, but it's a real thing. It would mean so much. Learn more about Topic Studios at topicstudios.com. To find more Pushkin podcasts, listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Brendan Francis Noonan. Until next time, bon voyage.
The tradition of breaking tradition continues with the return of the Unconventional Awards from T-Mobile for Business at Mobile World Congress. This is an event that celebrates innovators whose bold actions took their industries to new places. If that sounds like you and you're a T-Mobile for Business customer, enter today. If you win, you'll be publicly honored amongst some of the most influential leaders in industry, and me, I'll be there too. Enter now at tmobile.com/unconventionalawards. See you there.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
In the 90s, New York detective Louis Scarcella locked up the worst criminals.
Putting bad guys away, there's no feeling like it.
Then jailhouse lawyers took aim, led by Derek Hamilton.
Scarcella took me to the precinct and lied.
20 men eventually walked free. Now, in the Burden podcast, after a decade of silence, Louis Scarcella finally tells his story, and so does Derek Hamilton. Listen to The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.